The following podcast has been brought to you by Badger Club.
Gentlemen, boys and girls, children of all ages, rabble minions, shall probably bruise to you. It is I, one half of the longest reigning tag team champions of the world, the Angel of Death 6XL. Joining me as always,
that would be I, the other half of the longest reigning Rambo Mania tag team champions of all the time.
All the time.
TJ the Great. Yes. TJ the Great. Of course, we are the Banter Club, and of course, we are here to talk about AEW Dynamite on the Hoes Network.
I got hoes.
We got them hoes. They in all the area codes, and they're waiting for instructions. We're going to give them the instructions eventually. I say that every week, and it never feels but they're going to they wait, and they're going to get
I'm waiting.
Of course, before we talk about Dynamite, we talk about the little bits and pieces of news in and out and about the world of pro wrestling. And we got a couple things to talk about this week. Just a couple things. Want to talk about a rumor?
Yay!
A report.
Let's go. Rumor has it!
I like this one just because I happened to be on the fucking stream with Hazel when this happened. And everybody was like, what the hell? So on Raw, if you didn't know, if you don't watch Raw or whatever, the Judgment Day, which was Edge's new faction, turned on him and kicked him out in favor of the fucking man, Finn Balor.
Pointless.
It was so fucking wild. Even Six and Yoshi pulled up in the chat like, what the hell is this?
Yep. And when the Banter Club shows up in full.
The whole squad was here like, what?
For a Raw. For anything Raw. For anything WWE related. Yeah. When we're here in full in the comments like, yo, what the fuck? Yeah. It's a problem.
There's a reason, apparently, supposedly.
Hearsay, yes. I don't know. Amber Heard's lawyer.
There's a good reason for it. Apparently, according to Fightful Select, WWE wanted to take the Judgment Day into a more supernatural route. They wanted to make these boys and girl nice and spooky. And Edge was like, no, thank you.
There's no point in doing all that shit. There's not. There's really no point in doing all that shit.
I've been joking the whole time that they're going to be spooky and look what happened. I told y'all.
give me a good reason to do that shit.
I don't know, but they like spooky shit. They've always liked spooky shit in WWE.
Listen, I'm going to put you on. You tried it with Papa Shango shit, did not work. We're talking old school shit. The only motherfucker to ever really work with was Undertaker. Everyone else was, and of course, Bray Wyatt. But everyone else was just kind of like the fit.
But that's the point. It's WWE. When something works really well for them, they just keep doing it again over the years. Spooky gimmick works with the Undertaker. No. So they tried again a million different times over the years. Fucking
but Mordecai it didn't work all these other times.
No, but they don't care because the one time worked. So we're going to keep doing it until it works again. Fucking look how they do tag teams. Shawn Michaels threw Marty Jannetty through the window, became a fucking superstar, one of the best they ever had.
We haven't had a
they
good tag team
all
since.
The time. They do it all the time.
It's fucking just repeat, rinse, repeat, Austin rinse, and, repeat.
Austin and McMahon. Evil boss versus badass fucking running the company, you know, running roughshod. It worked extremely well in the late 90s. And for the past 20 years, what have they been trying to repeat over and over and over again? This is what they do.
But that shit does not fucking work.
It worked once.
No, it so worked God that one it. Time organically with that it. One person. Stop trying to do it
we
again.
We gonna do it till it works.
No,
again.
It's not gonna come up with something new.
You mentioned Bray Wyatt. Bray Wyatt did not start out spooky. He was a cult leader. He was Max Caddy. He was Waylon Mercy. It was very much rooted in something that could be sort of realistic.
It was them who made him spooky, and then they fired him.
And that was after he rolled with all the punches and was like, I'll fucking be the spookiest bastard you can think of.
And he was somewhat entertaining as all that crazy shit, and we liked it. So it's like, God damn, bro. Like, stop forcing this shit, because then you don't like it, and then you're like, well, you know, isn't that the Undertaker?
I'm just saying this to say, this is what they do by this point. You should know that if you've watched WWE for any amount of time, and you should probably just commend Edge for being like, oh no, and getting out of the way.
True that. But I feel bad for my son Finn, because now Finn has to, although I think it's going to be punishment.
Oh, Damian Priest.
I think he's going to be the head.
Yeah, maybe. As he's the crazy one that's yelling sounds. During the promos, the stand up and shit, right?
Yeah. So, yeah. You know? I think he's going to take the reins, which is good, because this is the shot he needed.
Vince, you better
give him the fucking chance, man. Let him do shit. He's good.
Like, talking about Bray, he made it work to the best, you know, as much as he could make it work. So maybe they can take it to a decent place themselves. Keep Bray in them shorts. And yeah, a lot of people keep watching.
The moment they put Rhea in shorts, everybody's like,
Dynamite, the ratings are in for AEW Dynamite, and they did 939,000 viewers on TBS, which is a little bit down from last week, but a 3-4 in the 18 to 49 key demographic, which is, again, down, but shockingly good considering the competition, which I was wrong a couple weeks ago, and I was like, maybe they won't have to go up against the finals. They did. This episode of Dynamite had to go up against Game 3 of the NBA Finals, and obviously, that game was going to do fucking numbers.
Yeah.
And it did. 11 million viewers, a 3.65 at 18 to 49.
Ridiculous.
Top thing on all of television.
Ridiculous.
But Dynamite was number one on the cable charts.
Ooh. Spicy.
Which is actually extremely impressive considering, because I would have predicted for sure, all right, yeah, it's going to be down. We had very good numbers for Dynamite.
Yeah. Did you hear about Steph?
Yes, Stephanie McMahon. So this story is kind of crazy, actually.
Yeah.
Apparently, so as we know, Stephanie, she put out a statement a few weeks back talking about how, you know, she's going to take a break, a time of app, you know, leave of absence, whatever. Yeah, yeah. Take some more time to be with her family. Mm-hmm. Now, more information has recently come out from Business Insider that has alluded to the fact that it was Vince himself that drove Stephanie out of WWE.
Yeah.
Because I guess she was underperforming in her role.
She hired that one lady for head of a... What was it, for head of marketing or something like that?
Yeah, I think so.
And Vince was like, she is not doing well. We are going to get rid of this lady that Stephanie put in here. And then eventually it trickled down to her, so they got rid of her. And that's a little crazy.
And they even said, you know, if and when Stephanie comes back, it will not be in that same position that she was in before. Like, she... I guess they were not rocking with it. I mean, we don't know, because there have been other people that have disputed this, but yeah, that's the rumor. And it's got to be talked about, because fucking Business Insider talked about this.
Yep. This is crazy, man.
So it's not even like they didn't even pick this up as like wrestling drama. This was like insider corporate drama.
Yeah, they're so, like, oh, that's damn.
Yeah, so he is
bugging.
A billionaire for a reason. A reason. One of the reasons is, when it comes down to it, he's ruthless when it comes to that bottom line.
Yeah.
So if there's anything to this, you know, it's not too hard to believe, but I mean, yeah, you know, who knows?
It is what it is. But you know, yeah, it's still something to look at, like, Teach.
Yes, sir.
Are you ready?
I believe
No!
I am ready.
I said, are you ready?
I am ready.
Then, for the thousands in attendance,
you're just us,
and the millions watching at home,
that's you.
And for one lad who likes to say man in a mask. Ooh!
The man in the mask.
Ooh! Let's get ready to banter.
It is AEW Dynamite from Kansas City, Missouri. We got the Casino Battle Royal opening up because, you know, of course, from Rampage, CM Punk injured and will be out for an indeterminate amount of time. Mm-hmm. And while he recovers, we will have an interim AEW World Champion, and then they will unify when Punk is back. And, you know, we've set up this series of Eliminator series for the interim title with this Battle Royal here. Winner faces Jon Moxley in the main event. And on New Japan side, it will be Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Hiroki Goto at Dominion.
Hey.
Imagine the fucking Goto never wins. That's his whole thing. Goto never wins the big one. Imagine the big one he wins the fucking AEW.
That would be some insane shit, bro.
That'd be wild, but.
I'd crack up. I'd have a good laugh with it.
I wouldn't mind it. I like Goto a lot. It's just, yeah. You know, Tanahashi's Tanahashi. But yeah, I wouldn't mind. I wouldn't mind seeing Goto get a shot. But yeah, we got a dais of top contenders in here competing for this spot. Eddie Kingston hits the ring and immediately starts fighting with Daniel Garcia. Also, Tony Nese and Lance Archer are in there with Darby Allin. Darby looks at them. He takes his skateboard and he's like, nah. And he ducks outside. Mm-hmm. And Tony Nese is like, yeah, we're going to fucking kill you, Darby. And Lance is like, we? And he whoops Tony Nese's ass. Eddie and Darby come back. They clear the ring. And they start brawling before we head into the next group, which is Ricky Starks, Jake Hager, Ray Phoenix, and Swerve Strickland and Keith Lee, both at the same time.
And they came out
together
with the, you know, with the fire, and then the crowd started singing it.
Yeah.
When the crowd singing your song, that shit over.
It's
I bring
over.
That fire, baby, bring that fire, Keith. Yeah.
So again, I say, once again, I want every style of Casino Battle Royal and Casino Ladder Match and all the casino matches in the AEW game, all fucking 50 of those types. Because this is the one where, you know, they have the suits and then they have the choker at the end.
Yep.
But Smart Mark and Tony Nese, they try to get Swerve out, but Keith Lee makes the save. And now it's a hoss fight because Keith Lee has met Lance Archer.
Big boys.
Yes, Keith Lee pops him up into a power bomb and then eliminates him. As next out is the Heart Suit, that group featuring John Silver, Konosuke Takeshita, the Gun Club, and Platinum Max Caster.
Oh God, they sang their stupid gimmick.
They fucking did the whole gimmick again.
Yep.
Fucking, I love these guys together. They do the gimmick again where they get the fucking city wrong.
Well, first Max Caster tries to take credit for hurting CM Punk. And I'm like, get the fuck. Yeah, so in this whole now back and forth, they keep trying to, with Lance Archer and Keith Lee, something cool is like, they just keep fighting each other to like, they keep trying to take each other over, but they keep doing smooth big man shit, which blew my mind.
Yeah, they kept reversing each other and shit.
Yeah, but they didn't just reverse each other, like they were holding onto the ropes upside down. You know how hard it is for somebody my size to
hold? Archer's trying to do a run, and Keith Lee was like, no, get out of here.
And then back to the Max Caster gimmick, they go and they do the gimmick again where they say all the wrong cities.
Yeah, fucking Topeka, I think he said, and St. Louis. And then Bowens, of course, is like, Kansas City, the acclaimed have arrived.
And for some weird reason, he was talking about the Ass Boys not being banned.
Yeah, yeah. Something about that. And then the crowd just goes, Ass Boys.
Yep.
I love that even the Acclaimed, even though they're a group with them now, they also trolled them about it.
Your dad is the Ass Man. So y'all are the Ass Boys.
Ass Boys. Johnny is in the ring. He shows Swerve that he is hungry. And then Swerve is like, oh, word. Then he grabs his beard and throws him over the top. But Silver's not eliminated yet. We go to commercial. We come back. The next suit hits, and it's Powerhouse Hobbs, Red Dragon, both of them, Dante Martin, and fresh off the plane from Japan, the returning Wheeler Yuta.
Yeah. Everybody else hadn't even gotten there yet.
Champion. Yeah.
Like, I think the best friends, the majority of them were still over there.
Yeah, I think they were on their way. But Yuta was like, nah, I'm here. I'm ready to fucking work. Let's go. My boy Wheeler Yuta is about this shit.
He took that fucking all-nighter flight.
Hell yeah. I think Excalibur said he's 4 hours ago, he pulled up and... When you getting off a flight, 4 hours is nothing.
Yeah. Especially from here to Japan and from Japan back.
Oof. Yeah, yeah. And basically, he just got ready to wrestle and wrestle. Mm-hmm. So that's crazy. But the Gun Club and Caster, they scissor in the ring. And then Rey Fénix is like, fuck all that scissor shit. And he eliminates Max Caster.
See, that's the it's that thing. That's when you're watching TV. You know what I'm saying? And you're watching your wrestling and you're like, oh, this shit is great, man. I wish my friends could see this shit. And then right there, scissor me, daddy. Scissor. And you're just like, man. This is what you got to show the homies.
Yeah, man. These boys are scissoring out here. What that mean? I don't know. They just be doing that.
Just man, really scissoring? What the fuck?
Scissors.
I'm over here like, damn, you got to see fucking... Minoru Suzuki versus Samoa Joe and shit like that. Fuck, man. Why the fuck?
Yeah, you're going to get all that's the beauty of AEW. You're going to get all that. You're going to get that. You're going to get Rey Fénix, Dante Martin, and you're going to get some scissors. You know what I'm saying? Whatever you like, there's a good chance they got it for you here at AEW. But yeah, Cast is eliminated. Then the Ass Boys are eliminated, thrown out by Keith Lee, and then he and Swerve, they're in the ropes like, we got your asses. And then Swerve eliminates Keith Lee. What the hell? Keith Lee is looking pissed off. Swerve is looking
You're going to like this shifty. Right quick. You want to know the first thing I said when I saw that shit?
What?
Fucking Royal Rumble 98, not again!
Damn it. Why can't the brothers stick together in these damn battle royals? This is bullshit.
Fuck, man. It's Juneteenth this week, goddammit.
Every time we got a chance to come together and prosper and get it right, we stab each other in the back.
Why?
We can't keep doing this. Damn it.
God damn it. I was watching this shit like, God damn, really, my nigga? Fucking, y'all gonna do this shit again? And it's crazy because everybody else was working together, B.
Facts.
Even Ricky and Hobbs was going in the whole time, bro.
Facts. You know Team Taz, they always good.
Kyle joined forces with fucking Andrade later on.
Yeah.
Like, everybody was in teams, bro. Like, why did your dumb ass get rid of your teammate when everybody is in teams?
Right? If you was going to do that, why you ain't wait till the end? At least.
You idiot.
Fucking
Jake Hager was still
betray.
In the ring, my man. What the fuck?
Yeah, man. What's going on with you? So now we got the Joker. And the Joker is Andrade. Which, if you're mad that it was not a surprise, I don't know what you wanted. Because they never even hyped up the fact that the Joker was going to be in this.
Yeah.
So there was no reason to expect a surprise.
That's just a part of the gimmick. Oh, they were also explaining that Wardlow was going to explain why he's not a part of this match.
Yeah, because there were a few guys that were not in this, top level guys that were not in this, and people were like, why? And they had explanations for them.
Yeah, including Hangman later on.
Yeah. So, John Silver's eliminated, then Eddie Kingston's eliminated, and the crowd is fucking pissed that Eddie gets eliminated.
That's who they want.
Yeah. Takeshita tries to fight off Hobbs, but he and Starks take out Takeshita. Then they follow up by taking out Dante Martin. Fénix goes for his tiger feint, but Ricky Starks dodges, and then he does his pose. Ray Fénix looked at him like, what the fuck?
That's his gimmick,
that
B.
That shit was great. I popped for that.
That's his gimmick, B. Let him rock.
Right, that's his gimmick, B. I was like, what the fuck, Ricky? That shit was great.
Revolution.
That was OD some 98 rock shit. Hold on. Got a pose. But then he gets eliminated for it shortly after. Swerve and Darby team up, which if I were Darby, I wouldn't do that. But nonetheless, Darby eliminates Bobby Fish, and then I'm proven right because Swerve goes right over and eliminates Darby after they teamed up.
You see Swerve what he just did to his mode. Actual partner.
Yeah.
The fuck are you doing?
Come on, Darby. Smarter than that.
Facts.
The Sting is rubbing off on him. So then Andrade, who's in the process of bringing over all of his homies, he disapproves of that disloyalty, and he throws out Swerve. You can't be betraying your peoples like that. What's wrong with you?
That's what you get. It's called karma.
Yeah, that's karma. Then Phoenix and Andrade start going. I need that match real quick. Then Hobbs breaks it up, takes Phoenix over to the ropes, but Wheeler Yuta eliminates Powerhouse Hobbs. And that takes us to the final four, which is Kyle O'Reilly, Andrade, Rey Fenix, and Wheeler Yuta.
Yeah, the crowd goes crazy for Yuta.
Yeah, loving Wheeler Yuta. Then Kyle goes over to Andrade like, hey, bro, we was on NXT. Remember that? NXT, over right here. You know what I'm saying?
Gang, squad. You know what I'm saying?
And Andrade's like, you're right. Let's get these motherfuckers.
What he really said was, Amigo, you're my amigo. Come on, amigos. We're amigos.
Amigos.
Why they always go for trying to say something in Spanish? Like, that don't help.
Like, that's going to endear you to the, hey, I'm speaking Spanish over here, you know?
that don't help you, bro. You just, now you seem more racist.
Yeah, right? Because it's obvious you've never spoken Spanish in your life from the way you're speaking.
Amigo!
Right, Phoenix flips over Andrade, but then Andrade just fucking low blows him in midair and throws him out. I was like, that was a fucking monster counter to some flippy shit. Just fuck that. I'm going to punch you in the nuts.
Right in the ding ding. But see, that's where Jim Ross is right, because he was saying that these two men know each other so well that they got each other well scouted, and that's what that back and forth actually showed.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Andrade knew what he was doing and knew exactly how to counter. Yeah, he was like,
I'm right in your bolas, man.
Fucked up.
And then you drop to the ground like,
and he's eliminated.
Yep.
So now they go for Wheeler Yuta, but Yuta ducks Andrade. Andrade's out, and we got the final two, Kyle O'Reilly and Wheeler Yuta. They're fighting on the apron. Then Kyle gets his leg, hits a big dragon screw, and Yuta's caught in the ropes. So Kyle goes in, hits the ropes, and then boots him off the apron. Yuta goes down, and the winner of this battle royal is Kyle O'Reilly.
I'll give you a reason.
I was so hyped to see this shit. I was like, let's fucking go.
Yep, they're giving us reasons, bro. They're just giving us reasons.
Giving us reasons. Nigga like me wouldn't let Kyle O'Reilly go all the way, but that's just me.
Well, at least they put a rocket on that man, and he's going ape shit.
Yeah, they've been letting him rock, and I love it. I love it so much. We got John Moxley in the back. Tells Kyle O'Reilly, "You are in the wrong place at the wrong time with the wrong guy. This tournament belongs to me. The AEW championship belongs to me. The Forbidden Door belongs to me." And I know he ain't say it because he's got to let Dominion happen first, so he knows for sure. But I know he wanted to say, "I'm going to fucking kill Hiroshi Tanahashi. I swear to God I am." He is ready, and I am ready.
He would have. Well, we going to wait.
Oh, we going to wait.
Let's see what happens.
Yeah, let's see what happens. We go to the commentators, who are here to announce that AEW has a new championship.
Oh, shit, Tevin, are you ready?
It's time for a new championship. We've been asking for so long. This roster configuration, there's so many people. It's about time that we get the AEW All-Atlantic Championship.
What? But this the me man tag? No?
No. It's another singles title. Another singles title.
Our buddy Young Wolf made this picture. Up here somewhere.
Definitely gonna be up there.
Somewhere
up
here somewhere.
Why are they doing this to me, man? Listen. I like the way the title looks. It's a nice looking title. Very nice looking title. Looks very prestigious. Representative of the region
belt.
They're trying to capture. Very nice looking belt. And of course, you know, everybody's been talking about this roster's huge. There's so much talent. So you need something for all these people. And, you know, I don't mind this at all. I'm happy with this.
And just, a U.S. you know, belt, man, would be corny and, you know.
Yeah, you don't got a United States title. Everybody has a U.S. title. This is something different. I like it. So with all that said, Tony Khan, you listen to me. You listen to me, Tony Khan. What the fuck is going on here, man? What is going on here, man?
He's going to announce that shit when we least expect it, bro. I'm telling you. When we least expect it, it's going to just... When we've given up on the idea.
We ain't never going to get Trio Citals, man. Hey, guys, by the way, yep. Next week on Dynamite begins the Trio Citals tournament.
And we're like, oh!
I just want my trio titles, man. That's all I want, man. I don't feel like it's a crazy ask.
It's not.
Is it so crazy?
It's not.
I don't feel like it's crazy.
We gonna get, like I said, we're gonna get it when we least expect it, and we're gonna be so happy when we get it. So just let it rock.
Yeah, no, it's fine. It's fine. It's like I said though, seriously, all jokes aside. Like if to you it feels like this is title bloat. You got to remember that, yes, the Ring of Honor championships are running around AEW TV right now, but that is not a permanent thing. Once Tony Khan works out Ring of Honor's distribution and TV deal and all that, then those titles will likely go away to their new homes on Ring of Honor TV, and they can get the ball rolling on those storylines and everything. Yep. So,
and remember that the Owen belts are not like stable belts. They're literally just for the tournament every year. And they're going to be just
Adam and Britt will hold those forever. Well, or until next year, whatever.
Until next year. Yeah. And then, you know, then we figure it out. But, you know, like, it's not going to be a belt that's defended every week in and out. So, you know, don't look at it that way. It's more a talking point than an actual title belt.
Yeah. So, you know, this is a good thing. This title is something that I think will greatly benefit this roster. And now let's get the tournament started. It culminates at Forbidden Door. Up now, we got Buddy Matthews versus Pac, the two most shredded men in all of AEW.
Yep, it's Australia versus the UK because they even put the little flags. I like all that shit.
That's just like fucking Nickelodeon Guts or some shit.
I'm telling you, I fuck with it. You know what it gives me vibes of? It gives me CWC vibes.
Yeah.
You know, so I like it. I really do.
Yeah, and I did just in general like that. It gives to that sports feel, representing this country, representing that, so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
So it's good stuff. This match was really fucking good, as you would expect.
Hell yeah.
Like look at who these two guys are.
The entrances alone were fucking hot fire banana kicks.
Yeah. Fucking early on, Pac tries to rope a dope Buddy, and then Buddy catches him outside, and we go to break with them staring at each other like, "I am as fast as you." Oh word.
It was a nice little back and forth of, "I'm faster than you, you're fat," you know what I'm saying? Like, and I got better strikes and I got better kicks and I got, it was a hard hitting match. I enjoyed this.
Yeah. They do a plug for a Trent Beretta promo later. JR goes, "What's Trent got to talk about?" Jim
was feeling the same way I was feeling, because I was over here like, okay.
Well, let's see what he's got to say. Shit. Damn. JR, what's Trent got to talk about?
Yeah, like, what the fuck?
Man, I don't know, but we gonna see. He requested time.
For what?
That was the type of time JR was on. What the hell he got to say? Come back for break. Pac hits the snap German, but Buddy pops up, drops him with a big lariat, and they double down. Go for a superplex, but it's stuffed. Buddy goes off the top with a sunset flip into a Liger bomb for a near fall. Pac goes up top, fucking leaps over Buddy's head and catches him with the poison Rana. That shit looks so clean.
Nasty, bro.
And the bump Buddy took was great. He went down, popped up, damn near backflip twice, and then backed all the way up to the opposite corner, and then Pac hit him with the drop kick, put him down, and then Black Arrow hits. Pac gets the cover, the 1, 2, and 3. He gets the win. This was really good shit. Of course, again, as you would have expected. Phoenix and Penta come out to celebrate with their boy. And here we go again. Fucking two groups of three men facing off in a fucking universe mode cutscene. And you telling me this is for the All Atlantic Championship and not the AEW Trios Titles. This is bullshit.
Poor bullshit. Time, man. He's been waiting for them goddamn six-man titles forever, bro. He's gonna be like, they announced it. Why the fuck did they even mention it? Dude, what the fuck, man?
Like, I was good watching this match. I was fun. I was like, yeah, that was a great match, man. This tournament is cool. This title is cool. And then they go have the fucking
trio
six-way stare down. I'm like, what the fuck, man? Stop doing this to me.
Tej, it's called a tease. And it's working very well on you, it is.
Been teasing for 3 goddamn years. Enough of this shit.
Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Damn, these, we got enough slow burns going on in AEW. We don't need another one.
Oh, God.
We got Eddie Kingston in the back who was pissed off, and he's like, fuck all this promo shit. Jake Hager, you son of a bitch. Fight me on Rampage, Jake. Fucking guys, count him down. Don't count me down, all right? I know the little thing, 30 seconds, World TV, all right, whatever. Jake Hager, we're going to fight on Rampage. And then he brings the guy.
Because like, now you can.
Now you can tell them what to do next. It's done.
This is my outline, all right? This is my outline. And he just walks the fuck off.
Oh, I love when Eddie Kingston be like, yo, fuck this TV shit. I'm here to fucking talk shit. Fuck you.
I'm gonna fuck you up. Shit. I'm gonna fuck you up. I hate you. I hate you. And I hate you. That's basically what he just did. Fuck you, Jess.
Now we got Trent in the ring. What you here to talk about? Trent is bummed out.
Fuck you got to say, fam.
What the hell are you doing out here, man?
Fuck you want, man. And even the crowd is like dead silence, like, fuck do you want?
Why are you acting like this with Trent, man? You deserve this. You got something you want to say. Shit.
Hey,
so Trent.
Yeah, I'm gonna hit this right quick. He goes, hey, guys, last week, you know, we got, well, I don't know if it was last week. He was like, look, we got played, we never really lost those damn belts. Like, we was trying to win them belts, but then, you know, the motherfuckers from the Far East.
Yeah. He had a fair point.
Came over here and played us. Like, is there any way we could get a rematch type of deal? Like, FTR? What the fuck is going on?
So that was a fair question.
Yeah. But he's over here crying, too, because he's like, it's best friend day, and I don't have my best friends.
Yeah, didn't you everybody was
dub them for Roppongi Vice, you motherfucker? Thought it was all about Roppongi, bro. What happened, Roppongi?
Nah, you don't have none belts, of that, motherfucker. He's just trying to get him a belt.
And then you know, FTR come out, and they're like, agreed.
Yeah, FTR was like, you know what? You're right. I agree with you.
But then they go, you know, we got to stop beefing with each other. It wasn't us who did this shit. It was Ospreay's bitch boys. Yeah. Hey, you know this company. Yeah. The entire company is the NXT parking lot.
Yeah. Facts.
So you got to watch your mouth, because then what happens?
Yes. They're interrupted by the United Empire's music. Mm-hmm. But this time, it ain't Jeff Cobb. It ain't Great Okan.
Nope.
It's the man himself, Will Ospreay.
Oh, shit. And then he does the symbol with his hand, like the key. The doors has been opened.
Yes.
Gang shit.
And then in the ring, his boys Hanari and Aussie open. They hit the ring and they lay out FTR and Trent.
Mm-hmm.
And the whole gang shows up. Ospreay hits the hidden blade on Trent in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
This was crazy. I was not expecting Ospreay himself to show up.
Yep.
This week.
Like, you know, it's rare for Lord Zedd to fight Tommy. You feel me?
Lord Zedd pull up, you know, a serious business.
It's you know what I'm saying? Like, you barely ever see Darth Vader in the movie actually doing any dirt until he gets to that last moment. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, to see fucking Lord Zedd, Darth Vader, the biggest villain of your gang, the king of the empire, he doesn't really have to come out here. But he was like, you know what, my nigga? I'm about to show you what this shit about. I'm about to show you that I got a whole gang and you fucking up. That's exactly what we got.
And we're set for Rampage. Ospreay and Aussie Open, the United Empire versus FTR and Trent Beretta.
Shit.
So this is looking crazy now. We really getting these crossovers. This Forbidden Door shit is happening.
I don't like that they be throwing up Latin King though. Like, that's not a gang. I was looking at their hand symbols and I'm like, bro, that's, it's not PG out here, bro.
Well, I guess they're on a different side of the world, so, you know.
Yeah, but now they're on this side. And this shit
look, yeah, now they're over here, so this shit gonna look sus. Careful. Be careful.
Why, watch that. Your hands, B.
But we got Tony in the back with William Regal and the Undisputed Elite.
Yes.
William Regal looking at his old NXT boys and he's like, listen, lads, you know I've got a lot of respect for you, but John Moxley's going to kill you.
last I remember, they were giving him a headache over there. He was like, fuck you, Samoa Joe. Yeah. So I don't know about all that.
Well, he said, you know, I know you boys a long time. I know you're great talents, but fucking John Moxley is not playing with y'all. He's going to kill you.
Samoa Joe. I hope
your wife is ready to live life without you. William Regal was wild.
He mentioned the family, the kids, all that shit. Goddamn.
Yeah. Then Kyle fired up. He was like, I think of my wife and my kids every time I get in the ring. I came to AEW for two reasons, to fight the best and to fight for the world title. And I'm doing both tonight. I'm going to win that match. And Kyle was ready.
Kyle was spicy, too. I was scared.
Yeah. So Cole heads out, does his little entrance for the crowd, and then joins commentary for the next match, which is Hangman Adam Page versus David Finlay, of course, from New Japan, son of the great Fit Finlay.
Yep, I see it in his eyes. He's got the eyes. And, you know, he's got the random weird jacket with the one side of metal stuff sticking out, just like his daddy.
That is a man that indeed loves to fight. JR says of Finlay, I've called a couple of his matches, and I would say he is surprisingly good.
Damn, son.
What the hell, Jim? As opposed to what? He's surprisingly good.
That's hella condescending, my brother.
Jim don't fucking damn, care, Jim. Man.
Come on, Unc. You can't be out here fucking violating motherfuckers like that.
Goddamn, man. Casually violating too. Yeah, like,
oh shit, that's a surprise. Damn. He's good, bro.
He's good. It was a good match. Mm-hmm. Hangman's aggressive early. He sends Finlay outside, barrels into the dude with a tope suicida. And then he sees a fan at ringside, takes a sip of her beer. So Hangman back to
COVID
back
don't to exist, bro.
Sips of the beer.
Ain't you had COVID enough times already, Hangman? The fuck?
I guess he's of that mindset. Ah, well, I've had it. Whatever.
I'm not of that mindset. I've had it, and I'm over here like, no, never again.
Yeah, you should not want to. Yeah, you should be safe. But come back from break. Finley's working the leg, but Hangman makes a comeback. It's a big fallaway slam, and then springs up. Adam Cole's like, there's no way he's gonna be able to spring up, and then he springs up. And then Adam Cole's like, what the hell? That popped me. He's very video game-esque.
Hell yeah. But that's the point. Like, both of these young men are talented, and they're both young, so they got this.
Yes. Hangman gets a pop-up powerbomb for a two-count. Mm-hmm. Then Finlay makes a short comeback, but Hangman gets him down, sets his foot right on the rope like he took down his knee pad to get the circulation going in his leg again. And then he hits that buckshot lariat and gets the 1, 2, and 3.
Yep.
Hangman gets the win. And then post-match, he gets the mic. Says, there's a lot that I want to say about the AEW championship, but tonight's not the night for it. So then he says, you know, wrestling has more than one world title. And at Forbidden Door, I want the IWGP world title. I want Okada. And then Adam Cole is like... Now, hold on just a damn minute. You don't even know if Okada's going to be the champion. Oh! It might be my friend, Jay White.
Yeah. My friend, my buddy, my pal.
Jay White.
Jay White.
And if anybody deserves a shot at that title, it's me. You see, Hangman, you ain't even a champion anymore. Meanwhile, I won the Owen Hart tournament. Your time is up. My time is now.
You can't see me.
I want the IWGP World Championship.
I was on point.
So that's what we leave these to.
I was ready. Your boy was ready.
Yeah, man. Oh, it is. So, yeah, it's looking like we got some type of situation going for Forbidden Door. I imagine they do fucking Paige and Cole one more time, and then winner gets the IWGP World Champion, be it Okada or Jay White. Now we go to earlier today where Thunder Rosa, they caught Thunder Rosa like at the end of whatever interview she was doing. And she's like, and I want to say, I want to issue an open challenge for the world title. I was like, what she was saying before that. But she issues an open challenge for the world title. And then in walks Marina Shafir. And Thunder Rosa is like, can I help you? And Marina Shafir is like,
if you want a problem, yes. Yo, I'll solve it. Check out my tape where yes. My DJ revolves it.
She is on that deal of, I'm the problem, can you solve me?
Yep. And until AI pulls up. Yeah. Problem? That's answer.
So, now, we got Tony Schiavone. He's in the ring with the big man, Wardlow.
This. Wardlow comes down. They did the thing again, man. And I was pissed.
Yeah, they keep doing it like that. I don't know why they keep doing it like that.
When he hits the tunnel, play the fucking song.
Yeah, so the crowd can, like, you're building it up already. So yeah. Just
fucking boom, do boom. It.
As soon as you cut. Wardlow's in the ring with Tony. He says, you know, I opted not to be in the Battle Royal earlier, and I'm going to explain why. First of all, CM Punk is the AEW World Champion. And if I can't beat CM Punk, if I can't make him tap or pin him to the mat, then I don't want it yet.
Ooh. He sounded like me right there. Punk. Yeah. My champion, says, my champion.
My champion. CM says, Punk. Heal up, Punk, because when you come back, I'm coming for that title. But then he says, in the meantime, there is another title that I want. A title that has been held by great men in the past, but in recent times has been greatly disrespected.
Ooh.
A title that I competed for months ago. And I had one, but it was stolen from me.
Robbed, ripped away.
He says, I want the TNT Championship. Crowd pops. I popped up. Yep. I was like, yes, and now, fucking time.
Yep, now he's being TJ's avatar.
My avatar, yes. Five power bombs in fucking 30 seconds, please and thank you.
All he had to say to make it even more TJ was and eventually I want those 6-man titles. Yeah!
Tony Khan, if you don't give me those 6-man titles, I'm going to powerbomb you. Give me that word, though. So then Scorpio Sky comes out, but he's like, I'll fucking fight you, Wardlow. But then Dan Lambert and Ethan Page hold him back. It's like, your leg is messed up, Scorpio. Your leg is messed up. And then Wardlow's like, ah, whatever. I'm signed now, so I got all the time in the world. And then
Smart Mark. He said, I want you to be 110% ready.
He said, I want you to be 110% so that I can whip your ass.
Yep.
And then Smart Mark and the security pop up on the Tron, and Smart Mark is like, you shouldn't be worried about all that, Wardlow, because let me tell you, you ripped up legal documents on live TV. You can't do that, you dummy. I pop for that.
That's true.
That is true.
You still going to have to go to court, and then they're gonna try to get you for contempt.
Yeah. I like how they're inputting little bits of realism into this Wardlow story. So then Smart Mark is like, you have two options now, Wardlow. You can face me in court, or you can face 20 of the security's best all at one time next week.
I'm pretty sure he's done that. And yeah. I think this is just going to be a meal for the man.
Basically.
I just love when a man brings his whole crew. It's just a bigger piece of cake for me to chew a hole through, DMX.
Yes. That is exactly how Wardlow is going to be feeling next week. I love how stupid this storyline is. In a fucking hilarious way. Yep. Like, it's the logical endpoint of Wardlow attacking security every week. Fucking stop attacking security. All right, we're going to all fight you 20 on one. And the literal graphic is Wardlow versus 20 security guards. Yep. Now we got the Young Bucks, who they just beat the Lucha Bros on Rampage. They're very excited about that. They're like, we're back, baby. And now they won a title shot. But then the Hardys break in and it's like, hey, you shouldn't have left this door unlocked. We heard you. And we thought you were burying us like you always bury us, but you were actually talking about winning matches and shit. So that's cool.
Yeah.
But yeah, you won a title shot. Yeah, you may have beaten the Lucha Bros, which is a good thing, but we beat you guys. So shouldn't we get the title shot? Yeah. And then Jurassic Express and Christian come in. Christian's like, yeah, you know, you really should lock that door. But Then he's like, you know what? I'll tell you here. You guys talk about you want a title shot and you want a title shot. I don't think either of you deserve a title shot. But here's what we'll do. Once again, Christian issues a challenge to two teams at the same damn time. But this time, he looks at the Hardys and he's like, how about we do it in the match that we made famous? And he says, a ladder match.
Yep.
All this time, you know, Christian has been doing this for months. But this time, Jungle Boy finally looks at him like, hold on. Excuse me, what are we doing here?
Yeah. Yeah.
But Christian is full steam ahead. Like, next week, we're doing it. Don't worry about it. Yeah, we got this. Fucking got this. So it's set. Triple threat ladder match next week. Young Bucks, Hardy Boys, and fucking Jurassic Express.
And although I'm waiting for them to break up, Christian is right, though. They shouldn't be worried. Because who won all those goddamn triangle ladder matches, aka TLC matches?
Edge and Christian. We said this.
So,
but
relax.
I am going to say, I think next week is the week.
Oh, shit. Oh, shit.
Because every time that Christian has done this, Jungle Boy and Luchasaurus have been fine with it. But this is the first time that I've seen Jungle Boy be like,
what?
Now, hold on.
Yeah. And Luchasaurus looked at Christian like, excuse me?
Yeah. So I think this is finally the one where they bite off more than they can chew. And now I feel like we're T-minus however long till Christian finally does it. He's going to do it.
Yeah, isn't next week Road Rager?
Next week is Road Rager.
Eek.
So I'm feeling like, regardless of whether Christian actually turns next week, because they might save that, but I think Jurassic Express loses.
I mean, it's still going to bug me because I'm going to be like, you could have done this shit at Double or Nothing. But it is what it is.
Yeah, I mean, I guess they got different types of plans for the other guys. That shit, it looks like they just broke up Keith Lee and Swerve.
Yeah.
AEW Women's World Championship on the line. Marina Shafir versus Thunder Rosa. Yep.
And Marina Shafir comes out here with the most crowd gutting theme song of all time.
This theme song is death.
Yep.
Yep. Absolute death.
You know why? It doesn't go anywhere. It's just soft violin. It reminds me of like fucking Natasha Stromanoff and fucking, you know what I'm saying? Fucking straight up some Endgame.
Yeah, some Black Widow Red Room shit.
Like sad flashback shit. Like, This is no, you know what I'm saying? Like,
I think that is the vibe they're trying to capture with Marina. Like, she is this cold hearted, you know, she's from Moldova. She's this cold hearted, ice cold killer that, you know, emotionless.
Yeah.
That's always her thing. Dead eye stare. She's emotionless as she fucking is stretching these girls. But I think the combination of the music and like her dead eye stare is intended to make her look badass, but I think it just
makes her boring.
Yes.
Ask Steve Austin how good that goddamn Ringmaster theme did for him. It was ass.
It is. It's like the Ringmaster.
Ass,
you're a master of the ring. And it's like, and theoretically, when you come up with the idea in your head, it's like, okay, maybe you got something, but it's when you put it in practice that you see, oh yeah, nah, it's just boring. And it's like it puts you in a bad position to start because now the crowd is dead for your start of the match. Mm-hmm. And with Marina, she's a mat wrestler.
Yep.
So she's gonna do a lot of mat work that's gonna take the crowd time to get into anyway.
I'm glad she's
you can get them there.
Yeah. Go ahead.
I was gonna say you can get them there, and I feel like they did in this match. They did a pretty good job, but then it's when you start from starting from zero is one thing, yeah, but then you start from like negative 10.
Yep.
With that theme.
Because their mood is just all of a sudden, okay. And it's not like she's not Tommaso Ciampa. She didn't do anything dastardly yet to garner having a, like, you could even have her come out to no theme if she garnered the amount of heat that she was supposed to get for having no theme or something like that. But she hasn't yet. So you just giving her this soft, silent, you know, theme song is just dead in the water. And then thankfully, right after her theme song, I'm glad she's not the champion because they played Thunder Rosa's theme and everything was, after that, was a bit smoother.
Yeah, it got better. when Thunder Rose came out. Got the Kansas City Chiefs O-line in the front row.
Drinking beer.
Yeah, drinking beer, having some fun.
Every time they pan to a new guy, they was taking a swig for the working man. I'm over here like, hell yeah.
Swig for the working man. Enjoying themselves. In the crowd, there's a fucking CYN better sign. What the hell? Control your narrative. Peeps are going crazy out here.
They're like they're the psychotic people who really believe in their own bullshit. Like they're legit a cult. Like
those are the free thinking wrestling fans. To control your narrative.
No, you're not. You motherfuckers are psychos. That's what y'all are.
You ever seen Fight Club?
No, because I never talk about Fight Club.
So these two are locking up. I like the lockup they did in this match because they fucking held on to it. They went down to the mat, mm-hmm. kicked at each other and shit. And then they started doing mat work. Then they got up. Marina hit a dirty snap suplex. Yeah. It looked like she deadlifted her overhead and just dumped her. I was like, that's a nasty.
She kept doing that goddamn gimmick too. I was like, stop doing that.
This shit dirty. We come back from break. They're trading kicks. Thunder Rosa makes a comeback. She hits a DVD for a near fall. And then she lays in her with the big kicks. But Marina comes back. Brings up with the suplex lift. But Thunder Rosa rolls through. Locks her into the victory roll. Gets the 1, 2, and 3.
Because she is our champion. My champion, our champion.
She is the champion. Yes. Post-match, Marina Shafir is very upset about being solved. Because that's her gimmick. I am the problem. So she beats Thunder Rosa up. But Toni Storm runs down.
Hell yeah.
Makes the save. She fucking dumped Marina on her head. Toni Storm just out here dumping people on their heads with these suplexes.
Bro, I just caught straight up dreamy eyes when I saw her, though. Every time she comes out, my eyes get all glossy. It's like there's Vaseline all over the screen. Ain't that right, Mandy Rose?
Yeah, it's got the Mandy Rose gimmick going on there. and then Thunder Rosa hit the Fire Thunder driver because fuck you.
Hell yeah, Fire Thunder. Yeah. Rikishi was somewhere yeah.
Hell yeah, Rikishi driver. Tony grabs the title and then Thunder Rosa is like, excuse me. And they have a moment. Mm-hmm. Then Tony hands her the title and they have this quick little stare down. And that might be what we got in the future.
Yeah, Thunder Rosa snatched the shit out that belt. Like, don't play no fucking games.
Don't fucking touch my shit. What's wrong with you? Now we got Tony Schiavone in the back with Stokely Hathaway and Jade Cargill in the back.
Yeah, Stokely out here being me.
This goddamn promo, man. Stoke been here for 2 seconds and he already putting people in body bags. Yep. This man said Red Velvet is going up against that girl with the big head from outer space.
What's that?
Kristen Highlander. Yeah, that's what you call her. She's not God. Even an alien no more, man.
They kept trolling because it was a nice little setup, though, because then Jay trolled her. Then, you know, Red Velvet got serious about it. And she's like, Chris Statlander. And he goes, so Chris Highlander.
Yeah, Chris the Highlander. Red Velvet going to have her begging like Keith Sweat. Because who can beat Red Velvet? And Kira Hogan goes, nobody.
I'm telling you, they became me.
I'm crying at how they fucking just... It's like I said, yo, they not gonna let this girl live the alien shit down. I'm not an alien no more. Man, you a fucking alien. Fuck out of here. But it looks like there's been enough talk.
Yeah.
It's time for the main event.
Oh, shit.
To advance to Forbidden Door. To win the AEW Interim World Championship, it is Kyle O'Reilly versus Jon Moxley. Like we said, winner faces the winner of Tanahashi and Goto. Fucking JR starts this match out. He says, Kyle O'Reilly reminds me of Daniel Bryan. And then he's like, of course he apologizes because his name is not Daniel Bryan.
Bryan Danielson.
But then Regal goes,
you know what's crazy? You know me. I didn't notice.
I notice every single time.
I did not notice because I'm over in my head. that was right. You feel me?
Well, Regal gives him the in built-in pass because he's like, it's okay, Jim. I invented that name. You can say it all you want.
Hell yeah, that's what I'm talking about.
So, Dave, if not for William Regal, you would have gotten fucking Lloyd Boner in WWE. Or what, Lloyd Bonnier, whatever he was going to call himself.
Boner.
That was Boner. One of the names he came up with, Lloyd Boner.
Yep. Lord Boner. Let's just call him Lord Boner.
Yeah. But I mean, hey, listen, man, because so many people still call him Daniel Bryan. If motherfuckers are going to keep calling him Daniel Bryan, then don't nobody say a goddamn thing to me when I say Walter or War Machine.
But we do, though. How long? I still call fucking Damian Priest Punisher. I'll be like, yo, my boy Punishment, though, you know, Martinez, yeah. You know. And I still be calling him the wrong name.
Fine.
But, I don't mind his name either, but I still fuck it up. I still call him fucking Damian.
When you're used to something, you're used to something. So, I mean, But I'm only saying that because, like, for so long, like, motherfuckers, whenever you would call someone who went to WWE their old name, they'd be like, that's not his name anymore. And now that people are going in the other direction, people are calling them by their WWE name forever.
Yep. Hey, it's not.
And it's like, it's hard to forget, to,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's hard to forget, right?
Yeah. 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 Absolutely.
Yeah. So.
You know what's weird? Like, fucking Biff Busick went back to Big Biff Busick, and I did not. I did not flinch.
only who? That's Biff Busick.
Yeah. I didn't flinch, bro. I don't think I've called them that name since
the second he was Biff Busick,
but then I still call fucking this motherfucker Denny Burch.
Oh, Martin Stone.
Yeah, Martin Stone ain't popping. Denny Burch sounds cool.
His name is Martin Stern.
But Biff Busick is so fucking, and same thing with fucking Mox. I don't think I called him Dean at all, ever.
Oh, yeah, the like, moment he was gone, I was... With those guys, it's different, because I was waiting. I was waiting for him to be John Moxley. Yeah. So I was like, the moment it happened, I was like, John Moxley!
Yeah. You know what? That's what I think it is. If I'm like... If I really like your first name, like your first original name, like, I'm glued to it, you feel me?
Yeah.
And then there's certain cases, like with Bryan Danielson, where his name and his work name were so close together that sometimes I'm going to call him Bryan Danielson and sometimes I'm going to call him Daniel Bryan. It is what it is.
Yeah, Daniel Bryan.
Too close.
Kyle O'Reilly is real Daniel Bryan. Like,
It is what it is, bro. It's one of those.
Say what you want. Say what sticks in your mind. But don't be mad at me when I call him Walter, because his name is Walter. Mox is stomping out Kyle with some Kawada kicks early. Then he and Kyle start trading kicks and punches and headbutts and everything. Then, just like earlier, Kyle dragon screws Mox into the ropes, then follows up with a top rope knee drop into picture-in-picture. Then we come back from break. Mid-butterfly superplex from Jon Moxley. And then they get up and start training again, trying to kick each other's leg out of their leg.
That's the job, though. That's what you got to do.
Yeah, you got to kick a man's leg out of his leg.
Yeah, especially when we talk about Owen Hart and shit.
Yeah. In these parts, that's what we're doing. They double down. Mox locks in the chicken wing. Kyle gets the ropes with his teeth. And Regal sees it coming. Before anybody else, he's like, oh, no, you shouldn't have done that, Kyle. And then Mox kicks the rope.
I warned you, goddammit. Look.
I warned you. I love that Regal saw it coming immediately. Oh, no.
I like that the whole match, though, he's just like, I love Kyle, but this was the wrong fucking night.
This man is here to kill you, Kyle. Mox gets the MMA elbows, then goes for the paradigm shift, but Kyle blocks it, hits him with a big knee. Then it's a big cutter, this Jon Moxley.
Hell yeah.
He goes for the gotch pile driver, but then Kyle reverses it into a triangle hold, then chains into a knee bar.
Gorgeous.
Mox breaks out of it, hits the pile driver for a two count. Then they start training again. Crowd goes crazy. They trade suplexes.
I was over here waiting. I was waiting for fucking Jim Ross to say it again. Fucking, who would have thought wrestling making wrestling fans happy?
Right? Wrestling fans like wrestling. What a surprise.
This was wrestling. This was great.
This was damn good wrestling. Regal was going crazy for it on commentary. He's like, you leave the entertainment elsewhere, sunshine. This is wrestling.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Mox hits the regal knee, then the paradigm shift, gets the 1, 2, and 3. Your winner and advancing to Forbidden Door is John Moxley. Great fucking match as usual. Kyle O'Reilly does not miss.
The only thing though is that I had no doubt.
Yeah, there was no doubt.
I had no doubt. And then the way that they put it over all night, I was like, Moxley's gonna kill this man.
Yeah.
Golly, this was fun though. Like, it was a nice back and forth. It's like Kyle don't miss, bro.
You don't, man.
He's
so
fucking
good.
Great. Yeah. And then Mox, credit to him, because he wrestled this match. He didn't have to do no hardcore crazy shit like he usually does.
I be telling people, man, Mox can wrestle. I don't know where this idea comes from that Mox can't wrestle. Like, the dude's a great wrestler.
Oh yeah. Like, I never said that man.
Yeah, I know not you, but
everybody
I mean,
knows how I feel about Mox. He's like, it's like him and Punk are my guys. Yeah. You feel me? The thing with Mox is that so many people are used to that CZW Mox that when they hear that name, they're like, oh, that motherfucker. He can still wrestle. Just because the name CZW goes under his name, you know what I'm saying? It doesn't mean that he can't wrestle. A lot of those guys are really good. Even Nick Gage said it himself. The first thing to a really good death match is being a good fucking wrestler. Oh my God, isn't that? Because it's still storytelling. They're still telling a story. Just because it's a little, you know, extra, don't mean that they ain't trying to like actually put on a good story, a good match, and have everybody. They want you to get into the match. It's not just the crazy shit that they do that makes them good wrestlers. Them motherfuckers can put on some moves when they got to do it. Come on, man. Just give this man his credit. I feel like Mox is a beast. And I don't want nobody talking about that Dean Ambrose shit that he did in WWE. He was obviously limited. You know, like they did not let him do certain things. And they booked his matches a certain way because they wanted him to be this psychotic and out of his mind kind of character. But if you watch him on any other promotion that he's ever been at, he's a good fucking wrestler. Look at him in New Japan. All he did was wrestling. He didn't do that deathmatch shit. Like, when he first got there, he was doing fucking wrestling. He was wearing the tights and everything. Like, I don't know, man. People be wilding.
Yeah, man. He has so much respect for this industry and its history and the different styles of it all. That, man, Mox can go, like, with these types of guys. No question. But, yeah, that's Dynamite. That was AEW Dynamite.
Yep.
I thought this was a fun show, especially considering that they probably had to shuffle around a good deal of it because of Punk getting hurt and all that. So, you know.
That's what I was going to say. It wasn't last week where last week I was like, perfect.
Yeah.
But, it, there was nothing that was really a shortcoming here. Everything felt natural. Everything felt real. Even Dan Lambert didn't get on my fucking nerves.
Yeah.
It was good. All Dan Lambert did this time was like, Doug, you can't, don't do that because you're injured. Relax. And then, you know, my boy Wardlow right away told him, like, nah, I'll wait.
he just helped him set up the match and kept it simple. So, I mean, they put forward the big things to see, like, the Forbidden Door build with Ospreay showing up and building up the interim title match. And now they got the All Atlantic title that's going, and it's like I talked about. That title is going to bear fruit for a lot of those guys hanging around that are too involved with other stuff to really go for the world title or the TNT title. So again, I think that title is very much needed, and it's gonna play a good role. But I want my goddamn trios titles. But fun show, very fun show.
Or for my Ring of Honor peeps, the 6-man tag.
Yes.
So, this was a good show. Like you said, like we've been reiterating here. I'd say go out there and watch you some more of that Dynamite and watch you some more of that Rampage. And Scott Steiner, God damn it, really in my outro, you motherfucker. Oh, God. With that being said, Mr. Teach, I would like you to let these people know where to find us.
Ah, yes, indeed. Here, you already know where to find us. Find us on Instagram at Ramble Mania Show and at Banter Club Podcast. Find us on Twitter at Ramble Mania, Facebook.com/Ramble Mania Show. Also, find our group there, Ramble Mania Show's Banter Club, where we and the other wrestlers and podcasters and everybody we associate with post all our goings on and all that is going down. As far as the audio goes, everywhere audio is found, it's Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, Anchor, TuneIn, Overcast. Everywhere your podcasts are found, search Ramble Mania Show or Banter Club. And the visuals, of course, twitch.tv/RambleManiaShow. We're on Spotify Video. Look us up on YouTube, Ramble Mania Show or Banter Club. And when you get here, like the videos, click subscribe, and click the bell so that when the new content drops, it goes straight to you. That's for me personally. Find me on Instagram at TJ the Great One. That's TJ the GR, the number 8, the number 1. And find me on Twitter at TJ the Great. That's TJ the GR, the number 8. It's as simple as that.
TJ the Great. Hopefully, yes. by the time this is out, you will be crowned the People's Champion.
That time is coming. It's got to happen.
You can find me on Instagram at the number 6, the letter X, the letter L, that is at 6XL. You can find me on Twitter at SIIXX8IGREAT, that is at SIIXX, you're already. And you can find us on TikTok at Ramble Mania Show, where we post funny clips from all these shows that we do for all of you. It is that time to leave our Banter Club loyalists, also known as our BC aliens, not to be confused with Chris Statlander, but a little something we like to call too sweet.
Too sweet.
And a good fight.
And good night.